This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Rick Gates said that President Trump's one-time campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, wanted his help in getting Stephen Calk, founder and CEO of Federal Savings Bank, on the list of names being considered for the Secretary of the Army. Federal Savings Bank was one of the banks that extended Manafort a loan in 2016. Missouri voters rallied behind labor and unions and voted decisively by a 35% margin to reject the legislature's passage of a right-to-work law restricting the ability to collect servicing fees from non-members. Senior Republican Party strategists have concluded that more than a dozen districts currently held by Republicans may already be unwinnable, and the GOP can only afford to lose 22 seats overall to maintain a one-seat majority. Races in off-season elections were too close to call in a normally bright red House district in Ohio, and the test of Trump's strength in a Republican primary for Kansas governor featuring anti-immigrant and anti-voter access candidate Chris Kobach. Recent analysis found that boys 15 to 19 do about half an hour of housework a day and girls about 45 minutes, although girls spend a little less time on chores than they did a decade ago. The time that boys spend hasn't changed significantly. Shouldering more responsibilities at home is a big reason women are paid less than men and fall behind men in their careers, researchers say. Achieving equality, they argue, require not just preparing girls for paid work, but also teaching boys to do unpaid work. Researchers from Harvard and Tufts Medical Schools examined 188 peer-reviewed studies relating to health care and immigrants. Per capita expenditures from private and public insurance sources were lower for immigrants, particularly expenditures for undocumented immigrants, they found. In addition, immigrants paid more out-of-pocket health care expenses than people born in the U.S. New York plans to cap ride-hailing services, including Uber and Lyft, becoming the first U.S. city to take such a step. Securities and Exchange Commission is examining whether Tesla CEO Elon Musk's statement on possibly taking the company private was truthful and inquired why the disclosure was made on Twitter. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.